is Radio Christian Voice News, your global link.
Government urged to present a people-centered budget. MQHZ expresses concern over continued sulfur dioxide exposure in Mofarila, and mass arrests for sextortion and romance scams in sting operation across Africa. Good afternoon, with the main news at 13 hours, I am Christabel Kamano. Build Zambia 2064 President Dr. Joseph Mushalika has called on the government to present a people-informed budget that directly addresses the real challenges faced by citizens, particularly considering the escalating cost of living. Speaking to RCV News and Osaka today, Dr. Mushalika stressed the need for a clear budget roadmap that prioritizes investment in areas that will have a tangible impact on the lives of Zambians. He highlighted the urgent need for adequate budgetary support towards irrigation systems, saying this would help mitigate the effects of climate change and avoid the recurrence of crises such as the ongoing energy shortages. Dr. Mushalika said poor planning and underinvestment in the past have led to reduced productivity and market losses for both businesses and farmers. He added that boosting irrigation infrastructure is essential for increasing productivity, especially in rural areas, and is a more sustainable approach than continued reliance on conventional subsidy models.
I mean, after all, you're a minister, you're an MP, whoever you are, a citizen of the country, and you choose where your child wants to go. Notwithstanding, we as citizens need to demand that the education being offered in public schools is of high quality, good curriculum, and has all the ingredients that make it beneficial to the learner. How that can be done, there are systems in place that help us assess whether this education is creating citizens that will help the nation develop or not.
The Zambian Cyber Security Initiative Foundation President John Shinsenki has urged government to eliminate all duties and taxes on digital equipment within the information and communications technology sector to help give a boost to local entrepreneurs within the sector. He noted that this measure would facilitate the importation of advanced digital technologies, which are essential for delivering high-quality services and enhancing effective online public service delivery. Speaking to RCV News on the Saka today, Mr. Shinsenki called for an increase in the national budgetary allocation and emphasized that such support would accelerate Zambia's digital transformation and improve efficiency, particularly in addressing challenges related to digital identity systems. Mr. Shinsenki highlighted the importance of dedicated budget allocations for the digital sector to foster innovation and fully capitalize on advancement in modern technology and digital infrastructure, which are crucial for effective service delivery. The government must completely remove taxes on all machinery that supports the ICT sector to give local technological entrepreneurs a fair chance to advance business and systems within the sector, said Mr. Shinsenki. The Medical for Quality Healthcare in Zambia, MQHZ, has expressed concern over the ongoing exposure of residents in Kankoyo Mofarila district to sulfur dioxide, warning of its severe impact on public health. MQHZ Director General Quincy Mwabu says that the continuous emission of sulfur dioxide in the area poses significant health risks to residents, urging the government to act swiftly to address this environmental and health crisis. Speaking to RCV News in Lusaka today, Dr. Mwabu emphasized the need for the government to prioritize the health of Mofarila's residents. He called for immediate and decisive intervention to curb sulfur dioxide emissions, noting that the well-being of the local population depends on timely action. Children, the elderly, and individuals with pre-existing health conditions are vulnerable to the adverse effects of sulfur dioxide exposure, which can lead to serious health complications, including cardiovascular diseases such as heart attacks and strokes, as well as chronic respiratory conditions like bronchitis and asthma, said Dr. Mwabu. Dr. Mabu also called on the government to implement comprehensive air quality monitoring to determine the full extent of the problem and identify high-risk areas.
The resident of Umfra district, particularly children the elderly, and those with pre-existing medical condition are vulnerable to the adverse effect of sulfur dioxide exposure, which can also lead to cardiovascular diseases such as heart attacks and strokes.
The Zambia Compulsory Standards Agency, ZECSA, has announced that starting on October 1st, 2025, it will begin enforcing new compulsory standards designed to protect public health, enhance consumer safety, and ensure the quality of products available on the market. ZECSA Executive Director Gerard Chizenga explained that the new standards follow the issuance of Statutory Instrument No. 20 of 2025 on May 9, 2025, which introduced 41 additional national standards as mandatory. Speaking when he officiated at a media workshop on new compulsory standards in Lusaka today, Mr. Chizenga said that the new regulations will apply to a broad range of products, including solar products, food products, table wines, energy drinks, packaging materials, construction materials, and fertilizers, among others. The new standards are crucial for strengthening the ability to protect the health and safety of citizens and ensuring that industries remain competitive on the global market, said Mr. Chizenga. He said that with the introduction of these new standards, the total number of products covered by compulsory standards will rise to 102. Mr. Chizenga disclosed that ZECSA has already begun engaging a variety of stakeholders, including the media and ZECSA inspectors, to ensure smooth implementation of the new law. We now join Chiela Silwamba with the latest on the money market.
It's a good afternoon to our listeners in the morning radio station. Friday, last Friday, month of September, position on the business side as usual. 1.16 is the euro, 1.33, that is the pound. South African rand very strong on 17.45, Indian rupee at 8.71, 7.13, that is Chinese yuan. And I'm looking at Japanese yen, just in case you're driving a Toyota 174. On stock markets, looks like 46322, that is Dow Jones 9245, that's London Stock Exchange. And looks like very strong on 24,000 points. So waiting for the budget, as the main being sold at $424 a ton international. Markets 524 is the winter 1010, that is been going up 6909, cocoa come down, and I'm seeing Brent crude on 69.21 going up, jet fuel on 64.76, gold lovers 3750 an ounce, and 10217 copper going up as well, 15240, that is for you. And I'm saying that is Nikkei, we have it so much in Lumwana. So all in where the Kwacha is concerned, the stores budgets underway today from 14 hours. I'm looking at where the Kwacha just going up 24.12, is still there, and I believe as soon as you get the information, the reaction is going to be on the currency as well. Enjoy your entire lunch and pay attention to the budget. It is a good thing. It's a bye-bye.
In Africa news, some 260 suspected cyber scammers have been arrested in a sting operation carried out across 14 African countries. The operation, coordinated by Interpol and funded by the UK, targeted criminal networks using social media and digital platforms to extract money from victims in romance scams and so-called sextortion, in which victims are blackmailed using explicit imagery. More than 1,400 victims across Ghana, Kenya, Angola, and elsewhere were identified, with Interpol estimating their total losses at near $2.8 million. The Global Police Network said it was committed to disrupting and